Good morning, Ray of Hope. I'm Reverend Rylan Andre Harris, and I am honored to lead you all this morning in our time of meditation and prayer. Hear now the words of the Lord from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 2. For the writer says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is our strength and our defense. God has become our salvation." Our meditation this morning is simply this: bring to me all your feelings. Bring to me all your feelings. I'm reminded of a story of a family, rather posh family, you could say. They lived way on the other side of town. They were well-to-do. There was a mother, a father, two daughters, one son, and a grandmother that lived in that house. Well, one particular afternoon, there was something that broke in that house. Something very precious, something very near and dear to that family, had been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And just out of the blue, one day it broke. So the parents began to panic, and everybody was frantic in the house, and they didn't know what they were going to do. Finally, one of the sons said, "Dad, why don't we just throw it away? We can replace this. It's 2023. We can get something new." And the dad said, "You know what? You're absolutely right. We can go to the store. We can replace this. We'll just go ahead and throw this thing away." The grandmother heard the conversation from the other room, and she stood up and she walked into that room where the family were talking, and she said, "No, don't throw it away. I'm gonna make one phone call, and I promise you, somebody's gonna come over here and they're gonna fix it." She happened to call a man by the name of Buddy. Well, Buddy lived way on the other side of town. Buddy was a handyman. He really should have been called a mechanic because he was that skilled, but you know how we do. So they called him a handyman, and Buddy had never, ever been invited to this side of town. But grandmother decided to pick up the phone, and she called Buddy and she said, "Hey, there's something happening in the house, and I need for you to come over here and fix it, because my son and my grandson, they're going to try to throw it away. But I know if anybody can fix it, you can." So Buddy picked up his things, he picked up his tools, he got in the car, and he drove all the way across town. And when he got across town and he started to see all these beautiful stores and all these beautiful buildings and all these beautiful homes, he had realized that he may be out of his element. But he still kept going. He gets to the house and he rings the doorbell. And when he gets inside of the house, because he had never been welcomed here before, and because he had never been called here before, and because he had never been invited here before, he proceeds to tell this family what his name is and starts to give them little tidbits about his resume and his record. And finally, the son interjects Buddy and says, "Sir, you don't have to tell us about what you do and who you are. Your record precedes you. Your record precedes you, rather. Your record has already been shared with us by our grandmother. Grandmother said that you can fix it. So we have all faith and trust in what you're able to do." Friends, that's all I want to encourage you with this morning. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are dealing with, whatever feelings you are experiencing on the inside, I want to encourage you that there is only one person who can fix it and who can turn it all around. The issue is, has he always been invited into your house? Have you always welcomed him into your neighborhood? Have you always welcomed him into your room? Have you made it such a point to suppress all of the things that you're dealing with, all of the things that you're going through, all of the worries and the frustrations and the fears and the doubts and the pain and the hurt and the sorrow? Have you always tried to suppress that and or deal with that on your own or self-medicate as some people do? Or have you even decided, you know what, I'm just going to throw X, Y, and Z away. I'm going to get rid of all of this because I don't know what else to do. Instead of taking all of your worries and all of that, all of your problems to the Lord in prayer. Here we are on January 19th, 2023. And I think that if we were to recount all of the things that we have experienced from January 1st up until this very point, I'm sure there were moments when you wanted to quit, when you wanted to throw in the towel, where you wanted to say, you know what, I cannot take this any longer. Well, we are here to encourage you this morning that you ought to bring all of your feelings, all of your thoughts, all of your desires, your wants, and your prayers to the altar. Bring them to the Lord, because as we read in our scripture this morning, the Lord himself is our salvation and will be our defense. You cannot do this thing alone. You do not have to worry about carrying the weight and the burden of life and all of the things that come with life on your own. Bring all of your cares unto the Lord, for he cares for you. You might remember from the story that I shared that there was one family member who made the decision between keeping something and throwing it away. It was the grandmother. And I'm sure if you're like me, you can think of that one person in your family who brought back to your remembrance who you need to call. And there's only one person that any of us can call when things are hard, when things are good, when things are up, and when things are down. Grandmother in the story called him Buddy. I call him Jesus. Let us pray. God, we thank you. We love you and we praise you. We thank you for this day, a day that we have never seen before. God, we thank you for the opportunity to bring all of our cares unto you, to lay them here on the altar. God, you know what we stand in need of. You know what we are dealing with. You know all of our thoughts, even from afar. Your word says that you know everything about us, even the very hairs on our head you can count. God, we ask that you would bless us as only you can. We ask that those who are dealing with loss and those who are dealing with pain and hurt and frustration and fear and worry and doubt, and even those who are dealing with joy and happiness and peace and love, all of these feelings all working together, God, we ask that you would allow all of us to remember that when we wake up and when we lay down, that you are with us and you will never, ever leave us, nor will you forsake us. God, we ask that you would continue to lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way that you would have for us to go. We ask that you would give us clarity of thought and vision, God, as we continue to walk worthy in the vocation wherewith we have been called. God, we thank you for this season of rest. We thank you for this season of relaxation. We thank you for this season of refocusing and renewal and refreshing. God, we thank you for this season of Sabbath. God, I pray for my brother and my sister, my neighbor and my friend. I pray now that you would give them all of their heart's desire. I pray that you would bless them immeasurably. I pray that you would bless them in such a way that they come running saying that it was nobody but God who did this thing for me. God, we pray for the family now who is traveling. We pray for the worker now who just got a new job. We're praying now for the student who is preparing to go back to school, whether it be elementary school, whether it be graduate school, whatever level they are. We are praying that you would give them all of the things that they need to be successful in this upcoming school year. We're praying now for the family member who may be experiencing loss. We pray now for the relative who may be be in the hospital. God, we're praying for that person now who is seeking direction and is feeling lost in their thoughts and quite confused, God, but we ask now that you would give them peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. And God, we know that this is a season where we are reclaiming our worth. So teach us in these hours and teach us in these moments that we are worthy because you are worthy. We are worth it because you said that we are worth it. You thought we all were worth it. That's why you sent your only begotten Son to suffer, to bleed, and to die, and to victoriously rise on our behalf for us, God. So we ask that you would allow us to continue to have faith, to have trust, and an unending hope. We pray now for this, the Ray of Hope Christian Church. We thank you for our founder and our senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale. We ask that even on her Sabbath rest, that you would allow her to be able to return fully renewed and refreshed and give her all the strength that she needs in this time away from us, God. Where she is weak, we ask that you would hold her up on every leaning side. We thank you now again for all that you have blessed us with and all that you will continue to do. We seal this prayer in the only name that matters, the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. And all of those who believe in that name signify by saying hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for our time of brief meditation and prayer. We invite you to join us again this upcoming Sunday, July 23rd at 10 a.m. in our main sanctuary for morning worship. We will have an exciting time of praise and worship and word. Remember, this quarter, we are reclaiming our worth. If you're unable to join us in person, you can always join us via live stream at www.rayofhope.org or on Facebook Live and YouTube. I love you all, and I thank you so much for joining us. Remember to join us here again next Wednesday at 7:14 a.m. for meditation and prayer. And as you go about your day, remember, bring to the Lord all of your feelings, because he's able to fix them.